The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Carla Palmer, and I have Mickey Johnston in studio. She's going to be coming up here a little bit on. Later on in the show, we're going to be talking about the digital mask, and you're not going to want to miss this. I met Mickey a couple of weeks ago when I watched the documentary Screenagers, and I had my eyes wide opened by the content of the film, and everyone that's got even nieces, nephews, kids, you know, that you want to hear this, you really do, about how we all need to be more aware. And, you know, speaking of smartphones, I just read this right before I came on the air. It's in Paleo Magazine. It says, be aware of how, it was in an article, let me see, it's in an article called, titled, Are Smart Cities Healthy Cities? And it's by Jeremy Johnson, but he talks, this is one of the solutions you can implement today when it comes to navigating the smart city. Your best option is to opt out of wireless technology as much as you can. And it says, beware of how you use your smartphone. It says, owner's manuals now instruct users to never put the phone within a half to an inch of the body. Never hold the phone to your head, in a bra strap, or in your pants pocket unless it is turned off or on airplane mode. For calls, use speakerphone mode or a headset. Isn't that, it's kind of scary.
I do that. I do it like it's a hot potato or something. No, I really don't bring it next to me.
No, I sometimes you have to. And every time I do, I'm like, I have this net close to my phone. I'm going to get a brain tumor. I got to get off the phone, you guys. I'll call you later because I couldn't, you know, talk openly. Sometimes when I'm talking to my just my cousins or whatever and the kids are around, I have to, you know, I can't have it on speakerphone.
I used to sleep with my phone under my pillow,
my head. Yeah. So we all need to be more aware. All need to be more aware. Danny, what do? You don't put your phone in your pocket, do you? Hello, Danny?
Danny, are you there?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I put it in my breast pocket.
Oh, great. That's great.
Yeah. Well, no, women, I see that all the time where women put it, you know, but I don't like the phone in my pants whatsoever, even my back pocket. I don't carry my phone around, and people go, oh, you always have your phone. I go, no, I don't.
I carry it in my purse, but I carry my purse next to my body most of the time. You know, unless I'm walking with it, I should say.
I usually have it in my hand. If I go somewhere, like in a restaurant, I just carry it in my hand. But no, if I'm going grocery shopping or, you know, I hate it. I hate it. Same thing with I always carry a money clip because I hate a wallet in my back pocket or front pocket.
Yeah. Well, you know what an Italian Italian money clip is, don't you?
What? Oh, a rubber band?
A rubber band, yeah. That's what my dad used.
Well, actually, I lost my money clip, so you know what I carry it in?
What?
A hairband.
A what? A hairband?
A hairband.
Robin's hairband?
No. Mine.
When you have hairband?
Yeah, he used to have a ponytail.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you had a man bun. Yeah. Yeah, you rocked the man bun. Yeah.
Really? I didn't see that.
Oh, my gosh. When I first started, it was really, it was pretty long.
It was two years. As long as mine.
It was, how short it is now?
Yeah.
It was 2 years from how short it was.
Yeah.
And exactly 2 years. Because I grew it for lots of love.
Are you going to do it again?
No.
Why?
Because I have to be 60 by then. By the time it gets, no, my hair grows pretty fast. But no, I'm.
You're done with that?
Yeah, I did it twice in my lifetime.
Yeah, well, that's good.
But no, I don't mind. I really didn't mind the long hair, but after a while, it's like,
yeah,
you know, it looked douchey, but yeah.
No, I get it.
Guys in their 50s with long hair and a man bun.
Why do you have to? Who cares how old you are about what you? I mean,
no, I'm not.
I do not understand.
I'm
why
saying
people do
myself.
That.
I felt like, you know, sometimes I'm like, why do I have long hair? I'm
I love long hair.
I love long hair.
I guess because I can, right?
Love long hair. Did I say I love long hair?
I'm the opposite.
And you like it short?
Yeah,
I don't like long hair.
I like all hair, but I like it short. I like it long, but I have to say, if I was going to choose between two men and one had long hair and one had short hair, I probably would go for the long hair.
Okay, Lexi?
What about you?
Brad Pitt, long hair or short hair?
Long hair. Yeah, he kind of did look good with long hair.
That's what I'm saying. Some people could pull off the long hair look.
But he's both. I mean, he can do both. He can do all things.
Tom Cruise. He can't pull off the long hair look.
No.
Tom Cruise is just,
long hair.
No. It's kind of like an earring. Some older men can pull off an earring.
Tom Cruise is a jerk, so he can't pull off anything.
I just don't like him.
But besides that, the Scientology thing,
he's a controlling
nut. But some, I always thought when some guys that are in, that are too old for an earring, right?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman, he pulls it off.
He's Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jordan, he's always had an earring. But then you look at, what's his name? Han Solo. Help me with the actor. Blade Runner.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
There you go.
He doesn't pull it off.
Yeah, he kind of looks
weird. I was almost in a
film
with Tom
Cruise.
It
just looks...
On the phone?
No, almost in a film with him back in the early 90s when I first moved to Dallas. I got picked as a featured extra for Born on the 4th of July.
A featured extra?
A featured extra, an F.E. I remember them writing it on there, and I was going to have one line because that's when I first moved from New York, and so my accent was a lot stronger.
I didn't think he was... He wasn't in Born on the 4th of July.
Yes, he was.
You're talking about Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. That's what I said.
Yeah, we're talking about Harrison Ford.
I know. Well, we were talking about Tom Cruise.
You're confusing me.
Well, we were talking about, you said Tom Cruise like a minute ago. Yeah. Now it's been 2 minutes. Okay. But yeah, so Harrison Ford. I saw a guy yesterday in Preston Center who looked like Harrison Ford. I took a double take because you never know in a big city like this. I swear, I was like, I took a double take. Like, is that Harrison Ford? It looked just like him. So, and speaking of Preston Center, so I was over in Preston Center getting a keto pumpkin pie.
Which is delicious.
And I made my own fresh whipped cream this morning. So how is it? I haven't tasted it
yet. It's really good.
Okay, so the pie is good and the whipped cream?
Everything's good.
I haven't tasted it yet. I'm going to have to taste it. But
Mickey really likes your whipped cream. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, well, my whipped cream's the bomb. And it's so,
I could eat the whipped cream just sitting with a spoon.
Okay, and it's so easy. I put it in my Vitamix, a pint of heavy cream with, I got to pull this down, Carla, because I can't see your eyes and I like
SNL
eye contact. You what?
Sounds like an SNL skit. And I put it in my Vitamix 5,000.
Yeah, no, I did. And I love my Vitamix. I bought it at the Paleo FX, as a matter of fact. I'd wanted one for years, but they're kind of a little chunk of change. They're about $400.
If you act out, you get a cleaver. Yeah. Isn't that a cleaver?
But you know what? I'm so glad I bought
it. It slices.
But you know what? I'll never have to replace it. I won't have to replace it because it's built to last, and I like that. I really do. I'm trying to think
Vitamix,
of something.
Huh?
Oh, I bought a little thing the other day. I bought it 9 months ago, a little water container thing, like a ceramic holder. And the little plastic thing, the little, I don't know what you call it, the spout or whatever, broke. And so I took it back, and they exchanged it. But it's like, why can't we build things to last?
Okay, let's get back to the Vitamix.
Okay, the Vitamix.
Because not too long ago, Robin asked me, hey, can we get a blender? And it's like, when we moved,
get the Vitamix.
I threw the blender away. So it's like, we need one.
I'm telling you, it's worth
it. I went to Walmart and they had the,
Bullet?
The Bullet.
Yeah.
And then the Ninjas.
Yeah, my sister has the Ninja and she loves
it.
It's going to break.
Well, that's the problem.
I guess you get what you pay for, right?
I'm just hanging out here.
So I ended up just getting the cheap, just the cheap Hamilton Beach, when it breaks, it was only $20. But yeah,
but
I do want to invest in something like that. So how much did your Vitamix cost?
It was like, I got it at the Paleo FX and they had it like a special, but it was still like around $375 or something like that.
Oh my God, no, I'm not going to do that.
But listen.
That should last a lifetime then, right?
It should. And it will. No, it should. It will. And it's not going to end up in our landfill. We have to think about stuff like that, Seriously. We really do.
Well, they even had the old version there that still worked. And multiple people said they still had it and it still worked. So
it was 20 years old or something like
that.
Yeah. And it pays. You got to figure your time to run back and forth and the earth and everything.
Because in the summer, I like making my margaritas and that's where it chews it up. is when you throw ice in there.
Oh, hey. Man. The Vitamix, awesome for margaritas.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's perfect.
What about the Jimmy Buffett one?
They're not paying for this, by the way, but maybe we'll get him as a sponsor. Yeah, that would be
that
nice.
That one, too.
I mean,
but,
geez.
But those are expensive, too. Those more like those Margaritavilles, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I
well, but you can
make,
so to get back to the pumpkin pie and the whipped cream, okay, you can make it without using sugar. I just used a couple of drops of the Now brand glycerite. In fact, I'm going to look at it because it's in the ketogenic cookbook by Jimmy Moore and Maria Emmerich. It is, and it explains why it's a better form of stevia for this type of application. So I just took my Vitamix and a pint of heavy cream and a capful of vanilla and four drops of the glycerite stevia, and bam, you're done.
And it's delicious.
Delicious.
Scooped it out, put it in a cup, put it in ice, and dragged it here to the radio studio. We've got a great show coming up. Guess what? Dr. Johnny Bowden is on. He is also known as the Nutrition Mythbuster. You're not going to believe it. We're going to be talking about vaccines and autism when we get back. Yes, we are. We're going there again. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Nature gives us all of the vitamins and minerals we need, concentrated in the plant foods we eat. But our soils are depleted, and more of us eat less of the organic plants that sustain life. It's time to turn back to nature for a solution. Sun Warrior vitamins are all natural and completely plant-based. Each capsule comes straight from the natural foods we're missing, packed with vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. All natural, energizing, plant-based vitamins and minerals. Vitamins for him, vitamins for her. Find them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Carly, we'll call you Carly. Carla.
That's her radio name.
Oh, my gosh. I'm salivating. I really am from the pumpkin pie and the whipped cream. Hey, Dr. Johnny, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I shouldn't have eaten that right before I went live, though, but it was so good I couldn't stop. It's a keto pumpkin pie with my homemade whipped cream on top. Too bad you aren't here.
Sounds good.
We'd hook you up if you were here.
I'd hope so. Hey, well, can I just say a quick word about whipped cream?
Yeah.
Whipped cream can be a health food. Forget about the stupid stuff that you spray on. Take yourself some really good heavy cream, mix it with stevia, and blend it for about 4 minutes with one of those mixers, and you will have the most delicious, healthy cream you can imagine.
Yeah,
no chemicals, no nothing, no sugar. All you're eating is good fat.
You know, and I got a question about that. What if
and
you
I
don't...
used organic, too, of course, by the way.
What if you don't have the time, Dr. Johnny, and you
no,
want...
Oh, no, Danny, it takes 2 seconds.
Just listen. Yeah. And, you know, you got the family over for Thanksgiving, and it's like, oh, my gosh, we forgot the whipped cream. Honey, go get some whipped cream. You go to the dairy section, and they always have, you know, the whipped cream, the Miracle Whip, or not the Miracle, whatever it is. But well, it yeah, says it on there, real cream. Is that real cream, or on the label, am I going to see sweetened with sucralose or whatever?
Oh, probably.
You are going to see nothing but can. You can't get whipped cream into a can, an aerosol can, without using a lot of different chemicals and processing. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So, yes, if you're in an emergency situation, that's a different story. But the fact is, I'm not a cook. I'm not really a chef. I don't know how to do all that stuff. I can make whipped cream, and it stores in the refrigerator just fine. I've used that as a demonstration on morning television shows.
Really?
And because the show starts at 6:30 or something like that, and I'm in a hotel, I don't have time or the materials to be able to whip it up. And I whip it up here in California, take it on the plane, put it in the refrigerator. It is just fine.
Yeah,
so it can be made way in advance.
It's remarkable how well it holds. And
it holds fantastic.
And it lasts for like a week. If you make it, I make it. And it's so quick. I mean, it takes literally 2 minutes to make. You pop it in a container, keep it in your refrigerator. I'm famous, Dr. Johnny Bowden, for putting for putting whipped cream on my coffee. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. Look, I'm a big fan of full-fat dairy products when you're having dairy products. Now, obviously, the caveat there is that many people are sensitive. It's one of the top 7 allergens. So, yes, don't run out and get it if you're sensitive to dairy. But if you're not, I'm not, by all means, use the full-fat kind. This low-fat kind is just a crock. And there are some really good studies out of Harvard showing that people who consume the most dairy fat, full-fat dairy foods, actually have reduced risks of certain diseases like diabetes. And that's probably because of one of the fatty acids that's found in dairy. So
nice.
Yeah, don't be afraid of the fat. When I wrote a column recently, which you probably love, Bernadette. It's called Why I'm Breaking Up with Whole Foods.
I did that last year. I broke up with them.
Right. And in the column, I showed some pictures of where it has become impossible to get, you know, they talk about whole foods. Fat-free yogurt isn't a whole food. Somebody had to take that fat out artificially.
Right.
And I took a picture in my local Whole Foods of the yogurt section, and I could not locate one single whole food yogurt. It's all low fat, reduced fat, and all the rest of it. So that was one of the exhibit A that I used in my Why I'm Breaking Up with Whole Foods.
That goes with cottage cheese also, correct?
Cottage cheese, raw milk, yogurt, you know, this fat-free yogurt is just such a joke. Yes, it goes with all of the things from which the fat has been removed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I broke up with Whole Foods because every time I went in there, and you'll love this, they did not have the number one selling vegetable in the world, broccoli, invented by Italians, by the way. They did not have organic broccoli, and I'm like, that's it.
Because it has an I on the end of it does not mean it's...
No, it really was. It really did start in Italy. I'll show you. I carry it with me in my briefcase, so I always have my backup. I'll go to it after the break, but absolutely, it was developed by the Italians. But you know, it's astounding to me that you can go into a Whole Foods and I couldn't find organic broccoli, and it happened over and over again. And that's when I thought, you know what? Even if I like personally natural grocers here. I know they're not complete in the whole nation. They started in Colorado, and they're moving a couple of stores into Fort Worth, but everything in their produce section, Dr. Bowden, is 100% organic all the time, and you can always count on that. And I, as a consumer, appreciate it and really love it. So
yeah, we have. I mean, I have to tell you, I'm out here in California where Trader Joe's started. Trader Joe's, Ralph's, for God's sake, has an organic section that really can rival that of Whole Foods. And
I agree.
Much, much lower cost. Sprouts is another fantastic place that has real Whole Foods. What I resent about Whole Foods is, number one, how aspirational it is, because, you know, people go in there thinking, oh, everything in here is really good, and there's tons of stuff sweetened with agave nectar, there's tons of stuff with chemicals and stuff, and yet they charge, I would say, back of the envelope calculation, 25 to 50% more than the other stores, because they've got that Whole Foods banner. And there's nothing any different about Whole Foods than there is about the good section of Ralph's, or the good section of the whole store of Sprouts.
Absolutely.
And probably the one that you just mentioned that's local to you.
Well, you know what else?
You're absolutely right.
And I meant to tell you this, Bernadette, that I saw this article not too long ago that Aldi is getting into the organic.
Well, Aldi is owned by Trader Joe's.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. And I was actually in Trader Joe's two nights ago with my daughter and my youngest one, and we love it. We got all kinds of great stuff, and they have a lot of organic stuff. So.
And another thing about Trader Joe's, and I have no financial or any connection.
I don't either.
I don't even. But I will say this. I have spoken to a lot of people about this. It's one of the it's a company that treats their employees beautifully. Mm. Nobody complains. It's considered one of the best places to work.
They're I've very, heard that.
Yeah, so let's give them props for that as well.
Absolutely.
They also have a good beer section.
You have it. That's enough right there. Right?
I bought an amazing bottle of wine from France for $14.99 at Trader Joe's the other night. And I slept really well, too, Dr. Bowden. But, you know, I love what we're talking about today. And one of the reasons I love it is because there's so many people that are unaware of what's really going on in America when it comes to vaccines, in particular vaccines and autism, too. But I'm going to read what Carla had provided for me, because she knows a lot about this subject. I'm hoping she'll jump on with us and speak a little bit on it. But there is a vaccine plan, an adult vaccine schedule that is due for execution, if you will, in 2020. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell Dr. Bowden
I found out about it about a year ago, where they have composed, and he probably knows about it if he's kind of in the loop. But the HHS, Health and Human Sciences.
Health and Human Services.
Thank you. they've devised this plan for adults, you know, because we are going to be eventually the largest population, the unvaccinated population. Mm-hmm. Although we all know that we got our vaccines, but what they're finding in the latest science is that all vaccines wane, you know, in about 3 years.
Well, and they use the language, they want to bring us up to date, right?
Yeah.
And I'm reading your notes here, Carla, that the latest science is that all vaccines wane, like you said, and usually over the course of 3 years. So who is it really that is unvaccinated?
Yeah, we're looking at the adult population, not at the children anymore that, you know. So anyway, I just find it very concerning.
Well, and this is what concerns me, Dr. Bowden. So I'm reading Carla's notes. There are 264 vaccines in development by America's biopharmaceutical companies, 137 for infectious diseases, 101 for cancer, 10 for allergies, 8 for autoimmune disease, 4 for Alzheimer's, and 5 for other diseases. That blows my mind.
Well, let me just say, the one that blows my mind the most is the Alzheimer's, because of the link to aluminum.
Right.
And what is in vaccines? I'll let him tell. Aluminum. So I just don't get it. I mean, all these in the cancer, the vaccine for cancer? What?
I never even heard of it.
Yeah, anyway, I'll let.
So Dr. Bowden, what do you think about all this?
Well, here's what I think. I think we don't want to make the mistake. You know, let me back up a second. We are so partisan in this country, both with politics and nutrition, that we tend to like ally with our tribe without really looking at what the evidence says and taking a more nuanced response. I would not like to say, I have real concerns about vaccines. I have real concerns about the connection between vaccines and autism in a very small, let me emphasize, in a small subgroup of people, not in everybody, but in a small subgroup of people. So I do have concerns about that. My fiance has two 14-year-old girls. At one point, we had to decide whether to do the Girardi vaccination, and everybody said, "Oh, you got to get them vaccinated against human papillomavirus," and it was a very big thing. I'm sure you've heard.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So I went into my integrative medicine and functional medicine group on Facebook, and I put it out there, and I said, "Guys, I don't really know about this HPV vaccination. What's your feeling? Is it safe? Should we do it?" 25 people responded within an hour, saying from their clinical experience, sending me studies that had not been publicized very well, but were published and available on PubMed, telling me their own clinical experience. And I was so frightened off that thing and so convinced that it offered very little value and a lot of danger that I just, you know, we decided we're not doing that. Now, that said, That said, we don't want to live in a world where you get meningitis and there's no vaccines. We don't want to live in a world where there's polio and there's no vaccine. So there are many things that vaccines do. And I don't doubt that somewhere, some really smart and dedicated and well-motivated person is working in cancer research to try to figure out a vaccine that might reduce the risk of certain cancers. I don't doubt that, and I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm.
However, that said, this is a very... it's a very big stew with a lot of ingredients in it, many of which are very suspect, and I would certainly be questioning an adult vaccine schedule and, you know, 240 vaccines. There's a lot of issues that need to be unpacked with that. At the same time, I don't want to get into a partisan war with, like, we're against vaccines mm-hmm. and you're for vaccines, because it really is a much more nuanced position.
Absolutely.
But we can't wholeheartedly accept, you know, what the pharmaceutical industry is dictating with this ridiculous, you know, 200. I never get a flu shot, for example.
Me either.
But I'd get one for polio.
Yeah.
If I didn't have it.
Yeah.
So, you know, some vaccines, yes, very good. We don't want to live in a world without them. On the other hand, we are turning a blind eye to the possibility of interactions with certain genes and so forth. And that's what we were talking about last week when we were talking about autism. So
right.
Let me give you an example of how I see that. Peanuts. Peanuts are a great food. Would you ever take peanuts out of the food supply? No.
No.
But it sends some people into anaphylactic shock and they can die.
Right.
Is that understood and agreed by everybody?
Right.
Yes.
Well,
gluten.
Doctor.
We do know that gluten is inflammatory for many people. And we know that there's a number of people, maybe one in 133, who have celiac disease. I don't know if you've known any of those people, but they go into horrific, horrific pain and reaction if they even have a molecule of gluten. Yet we don't consider gluten unsafe for the general population.
Right.
But why would it be, in a world where we can conceptualize that, why would it be such a stretch to imagine that there is a small subgroup of children for whom the vaccine is a trigger for terrible things to happen? They are just not able to process it. That would be in keeping with everything we know about the individual responses to foods, to medicines, to all these things. Why would it be different for vaccines?
You know, it's fascinating. Do you want to stay on for a couple more minutes? We're going to go to break. All right. Awesome. All right. Dr. Johnny Bowden, he is also known as the Nutrition Mythbuster. He'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates crazy water from the rest. Crazy water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Dr. Johnny Bowden. He is also known as the Nutrition Mythbuster. That's a tongue twister. I don't know why for me, but he is a nationally known expert on weight loss and health and has been seen on Dr. Oz, The Doctors, and every major television network in this country. He is the best-selling author of 15 books. Dr. Johnny earned six certifications in personal training and fitness and has a master's degree in psychology, a PhD in holistic nutrition, and is board certified by the American College of Nutrition. And a shout out for your ebook, Johnny Bowden's 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth, the 10th anniversary issue. Our edition comes out in December. It'd make a great Christmas gift, you guys, for anyone out there that you might need to gently persuade them to eat better. And so that's the best way to do it, was with a great book, right, Dr. Johnny?
Thank you so much. And by the way, for people who do buy the 10th anniversary edition of 150 Healthiest Foods, if they send a receipt to info@johnnybowden.com, we will send them a free copy of the new ebook, The Unvarnished Truth About Vitamins and Minerals. That's the book I sent to you last night.
Nice. Yeah. And yeah, that's a huge topic. It needs a book for sure. Yeah. Well, you know, right before the break, we were talking about vaccines. In particular today, we kind of want to touch on vaccines and autism. And Carla actually had, she's very well versed on this topic. She knows it well. And so you made a point, Carla, that you wanted to ask Dr. Johnny Bowden's opinion about. So,
well, I'll just be totally honest. I'm a mother of a child that was injured from a vaccine. So yeah, I have 12 years of self-study and just threw myself into it. So this is where the passion lies, is when these moms, you know, when you wake the mama bear. Mm-hmm. But one thing that concerns me, especially when you read off what the pharmaceutical companies have in store for all the adults and everything else, and they're claiming to have these vaccines, the latest and greatest for the cancer treatments and Alzheimer's. What concerns me is that the 1986 vaccine injury court that was established under Ronald Reagan and has been going on kind of what I call in secret since then. And this is a court that indemnifies these vaccine companies for any injuries that they get into. So this is why I have personal concern, and I think we all should.
We all should. And if, just for the record, I'm in the middle on this topic. You know, I vaccinated my children, but I did it one at a time, and I didn't let them get their MMR until they were after they were 6 years old, because I was just so afraid. I really was. I mean, we're talking about our babies. You say mama bear. I'm a mama. You know, we're all mama bears and papa bears, and for our baby bears.
The point is, you followed your instinct,
right?
And so many of us don't rely.
So what do you want to say, Dr. Johnny?
Well, it's interesting because Andrew, the doctor, Andrew Wakefield, who was at the heart of this controversy, he's the one everybody thinks faked the data and claimed that vaccines cause autism and it's all BS, and, you know, they put him out of business and took his medical license away. That's the kind of the myth that everybody believes. Actually, Andrew Wakefield never said any such thing. He was a pediatric endocrinologist who noticed horrific changes in the gut that were associated with various behavioral problems in the children that were coming in to see him. And he suggested that an investigation of this connection would be in order, something that, by the way, 20 years later, everybody agrees to, because we all know of the importance of the microbiome in all kinds of behavior.
And the brain-gut connection.
All he ever asked, he never suggested we don't get vaccines. He never suggested that vaccines are uniformly dangerous. He suggested two things. Want to hear what they were?
Yes, of course.
He suggested that we vaccinate a little bit later, like not at before age one, maybe at age three.
Yep.
And he suggested that the vaccines be available separately so that they could be done in staggered things as a precaution for people who were susceptible to this. That is the most reasonable position
Absolutely.
I have ever heard on this. It was completely distorted by the media to make it sound like he was claiming vaccines caused autism and we shouldn't vaccinate, none of which he ever said. And so I'm agreeing with you when you just said, well, I just waited a little longer. And yeah, that's all we're ever saying. Nobody's saying don't vaccinate. It would be a public health crisis the likes of which we'd never seen.
Right.
But there is a way to do it a little bit safer and a little bit more cautiously. And that's all Andrew Wakefield ever asked for.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do.
I've personally met him twice, and he is just one of the best. I just can't say enough about his character.
Him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is a guy that you would never expect to be at the center of a controversy. He's a shy, soft-spoken English country doctor with a family that, you know, the things he said and the things he was accused of or represented as saying are just completely different.
Well, I'm just going to say this. There are trillions of dollars on the line here, trillions and trillions of dollars. And that is why they had to make this Dr. Wakefield into, they demonized him.
They demonized him for that reason.
Yeah. So,
and can I suggest to everybody again, this is nothing I have anything to do with. I wish I did, but I don't. There is a superb 90-minute documentary called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. It's free. It's on Amazon Prime. Find it and
watch it.
Just educate yourself. Give yourself 90 minutes to find out the other side of the story.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always love having you on the show. I really do. Any advice for our listeners over this holiday coming up?
You're asking me that at the last minute. I can do a whole half hour on that.
I know,
are you serious?
You got 2 minutes. What do you want to tell them?
All right. The first thing is to relax. Okay. You're going to eat some junk. It's going to happen. Don't be crazy. Have a decent relationship with food. The advice I've always given at holiday season is a technique I call the reverse food diary. You know how everybody knows how to do a food diary because their trainer said, write down what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, when you wake up on the morning of the holiday where you think you might get in trouble, write down in the morning what you're going to eat. Do a proactive food diary. Just visualize it. Know that there's going to be 18 kinds of pies and decide what you're going to have. I'm going to have one piece of this, one sliver of this. I'm going to skip the peanuts. I'm going to do this. And just visualize it. Every study that's ever been done on rehearsal and visualization shows that when we do that, we get closer to the target. So even if you still eat more than you think, you will probably wind up sticking closer to the plan that you envision in the morning than you would if you didn't make such a plan. So do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It really is. Okay, let's do another shout out for your book, Dr. Johnny Bowden's 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth 10th Anniversary Edition comes out in December. And you can, and what did you say? If you can get something else if you...
Yes, I wrote a wonderful consumer guide to vitamins and minerals, a sort
that's
of irreverent look at what you need to know about all the vitamins and minerals and a few other supplements. And it's called the Uncensored Truth About Vitamins and Minerals. It is completely free. If you buy the 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth on Amazon, anywhere you choose to get it, just email the digital receipt to info@johnnybowden.com, no H in Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y-B-O-W-D-E-N, and we will send you that book absolutely free as well.
And we'll put it out on social media. Thank you, Dr. Johnny, you're a rock star. I love you.
Right. Anytime, I'll be back.
All right. And
take care, guys.
Be careful what you wish for.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, same to you. Thank you so much. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio, and we've got Mickey Johnston coming up, The Digital Mask. You're not going to want to miss this.
All of confusion, that's what the world is today. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Carla Palmer, and our very special guest today, Mickey Johnston. She is a MSW and a LCSW, which is this. It's a licensed clinical social worker with a master's in social work from Loyola University in Chicago. With more than 20 years experience, Mickey's private practice focuses on the treatment of teens, adults, and parents. Her specializations include anxiety, depression, social media, sexual health, parent-child conflict. I might need your advice on a couple of things. And stress management and peer-related issues. Mickey also authored her own comprehensive sexual health curriculum for teens and parents. You can find Mickey at Mickey Johnston. That's MikiJohnston therapy.com, Mickey Johnston Therapy. And today we're kind of focused on kind of sexting and cyberbullying. So Mickey, I'm just going to let you take the floor. You have so much information you need to share with our listeners.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your Paleo Magazine full
page.
Oh,
you're so sweet.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
And your whipped cream is delicious.
You know what? And that the pie. Well, I'll save it for the end because I want to give them a shout out. It was delicious. I had it, as you know, before Dr. Johnny Bowden's segment, and it's delicious. So.
It is delicious. Thank you so much for having me.
And my pleasure.
You know, it was great meeting you and Lexi a couple weeks ago at the talkback that I did at Lake Hill Prep. After the Screenager documentary viewing. And one of the things that I think is so important that I'm finding in my practice, but also as a mother of two teenage daughters, digital technology and communication in this medium is the new normal.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of parents are so afraid because we don't understand it. And it's really important that we begin to understand it because it's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
What I think was intended to connect us, which was social media and digital technology, has really kind of taken on a life of its own and in some ways has backfired.
It's done the opposite, hasn't it?
It really has, and especially when you're talking about topics like of digital abuse, like cyberbullying and sexting, it is now we're finding that cyberbullying and sexting is leading to suicide, increased anxiety, depression, issues of self-esteem. There's so many boys and girls comparing themselves to these, you know, edited photographs that they see on social media, and mm-hmm. they feel not good enough. And how can I look like her? And how can I, you know, look like him?
And it's powerful. It's very powerful for them.
It's very powerful for them. And it's also, now it's taken on this whole other element in the academic world. We're seeing children with a dramatic increase in attention deficit. They're very distracted, very difficult time focusing. And a lot of kids who are suffering and struggling from cyberbullying and mm-hmm. sexting and other forms of digital abuse, they don't want to come to school. So there's a school avoidance issue as well.
There was a child in the movie Screenagers.
Yes, Screenagers.
Screenagers.
Delaney Ralston.
Or Screamagers. I'm joking. But that this little girl whose life was like destroyed over this cyberbullying. And it was a powerful story.
Yes, it really is. And she was a great depiction of this issue. Because what happens with cyberbullying, and let me define it, because
and it started so simply is what I just wanted to add. Like when I saw how simply it started,
and that's really what happens is it takes on a life of its own, and it's happening anonymously in a lot of cases. So a lot of times parents don't even realize this is going on, and their children are suffering in silence. And we find statistically that almost 95% of those who observe cyberbullying, which is the friends online
right.
that are
don't
seeing the
anything.
Posts, they aren't doing anything. And they're scared. They don't know what to do. They're afraid it would be them. So it kind of snowball effects. Mm-hmm. And like we said, and you saw in the movie, it's very alarming because when it gets so big and then the parents get involved and they don't really know what to do either.
Well, so what is the official definition of cyberbullying? I interrupted you when you were about to tell us.
Well, official is an interesting word because it depends on what, you know, medium you're looking at or but overall, what cyberbullying really is it's harassments, threats, gossip, rumors that are posted by teens. That's kind of key. On demeaning pictures, videos, or comments about someone on social media. What we are finding now in the definition is that this must be repeated. Mm-hmm. Unless the initial and only cyberbullying incident had emotional, academic, or devastating effects.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say that, you know, we were at an event the other night, and Lexi and I and Marie were there, and Carly, you were there too. I forgot. We were all there pretty much. But the thing that struck me is I don't even know what the word I want to say. It made me so uncomfortable that so many people had their phones out and felt like they could just take pictures of whoever they wanted and film anybody that they wanted without permission. And I feel like it's a violation. I really do.
Violation's a good word, Bernadette, because what happens is a lot of the times with teenagers is they think they look cute in the picture and they don't ask permission of anybody else who's in the photo and they post it and then it starts kind of a storm.
Right.
And it does. It feels like a violation. There are issues, dramatic issues of privacy in social media, not only for teens but for adults as well. And we aren't sensitive and teenagers are not sensitive to how those posts are really affecting their peers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, with cyberbullying, it's intentional. It's intentional harm. And one of the things that I think is so important to explain is about the teen brain. What everyone says, why can't they just stop? Well, one of the things that happens in the teen brain is that the prefrontal cortex isn't developed until we're about 25 years old. So we're operating fully on emotion because that part of our brain's developed by the time we're five. Mm-hmm. And so when we're trying to tell kids, stop or think before you post, or do you know how this is going to affect somebody, their impulsivity, which is part of the functioning in the prefrontal cortex along with problem solving, decision making, logic, is not fully developed. They don't understand the ramifications and they just put it out there. Then it's exacerbated by this feedback, like they would kind of call it a like loop. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden you start getting comments and likes and people are recognizing something you've done. Mm-hmm. So it feeds our dopamine.
Right.
It's kind of like a hit, a dopamine
it's
hit.
It's contagious too.
It is absolutely contagious. And so teenagers feed off of the feedback loop.
Well, I go back to the movie Screenagers. You have to say it fast. Screenagers.
Screenagers.
And that little girl started with a boy said, oh, just take a picture in your bra. Wasn't that it? Something like that? That's what I'm remembering.
You're exactly right. It was a sexting issue. And sexting, by definition, is sending sexually explicit photos, videos, or images, or comments even. So now we're talking, about old-time phone sex, really, is now happening on digital media. And it happens mostly on cell phones, but definitely through other social media forums. And as you were saying about this girl, is what happens is also related to the teen brain. They want so much to be liked. Mm-hmm. They want so much to be approved of. There's a lot of pressure. And we know from statistics that 22% of girls and 20% of boys at some time during their adolescence will send a nude or a semi-nude for sheerly to get the other person to like them.
Right.
They think it's a way to get approval. And we also have found that, 50% of teens have been asked to send a nude. So what ends up happening is you feel pressured, and that's the key. So you send the picture trusting that it's not going to be shared.
Yeah, I remember the text that he sent to her, like, why you have to be so uptight, or don't be so uptight. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and so she sent it and it basically ruined her life for a couple of years and her mother's and her sister's. But there's another, I don't want to run out of time before we talk about this too. You'll have to come back because this is such the information that you're giving our listeners is so critical on so many levels. But there was a boy that used so much game time that he basically did permanent damage to his brain, right?
Yes, he did. And it's when you have that much screen time, it distracts you from any other areas of your life. And what we saw in the movie, particularly in Screenagers with this example, yes, is he developed an addiction,
right,
and had to go for treatment.
And his parents didn't know. And this is a nice family we're talking about. You know, this wasn't a family where, you know, they didn't have, the dad wasn't home, or, you know, extreme poverty or anything like that. It was a, and that's what kind of struck me, and that the parents didn't know. And by the time they got the child into the right treatment, I mean, he had to go to a rehab center for a long time in order to, and even then his brain will never be completely restored.
His brain will never be completely restored. And it will take a lot of treatment and a lot of work over time.
And it started with just a couple minutes here, then an hour here, then the next 1 to 2 hour, then 2 to 3, 3 to 4. And then it's like the guy was doing it all the time.
And that's what happens too with the gaming, is that same kind of dopamine hit.
Yep.
And you get mesmerized. Wow. You become addicted and you become mesmerized by it. And so, you know, one of the things that's important for us to remember in all of this is that it takes a village. It takes parents, it takes community, it takes schools, and it's going to have to be a national effort to have this conversation started.
We're on it. And you're going to have to come back, because we've got a lot to talk about. Mickey Johnston, thank you so much. We'll put your social media contact, put your contact out on social media. Everyone, you know what? Please support our sponsors, because they bring this to you. Crazy Waters, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, and Paleo Magazine. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.